the dose for October 12th, the jar, to take something physical and make it an object lesson for Judah. First a linen belt, then wineskins, now a clay jar. Soon we'll see some of Jeremiah's enemies use bullhorns to make a depiction of what they prophesied, falsely, will happen to the Babylonians. And on it will go. When people see and hear something acted out, a declaration, a vow, a prophecy, they're more likely to remember it. Vivid events live louder in our memories. The people saw a tangible prophecy of what was coming upon them and why. They would be shattered and become useless, just like a broken clay jar. The debris of their bodies would be scattered all over the land that they had assumed was theirs forever and inviolate. A jar may look good on the outside, but contain awful stuff hidden away from sight on the inside. Breaking the jar exposes what's really inside. Thus, Judah was to be shattered in the very place where they had done despicable things, thinking that God wouldn't see or care. Not so. The Valley of Ben Hinnom, otherwise known as Gehenna in the Aramaic of the New Testament, downhill from Jerusalem, was a place where their kings and leaders sacrificed their own children to the awful gods of Moab, Ammon, and Tyre. God was to expose their corruption by smashing everything Judah had trusted apart from the only God, their God. Only a few would survive and be given a new life as captive people in a land not their own. Note also that a plot is hatched against Jeremiah by his own relatives. Pashur was a priest, the chief official over the temple, on par in standing with Jeremiah's father, Hilkiah, the former, and we can probably assume, deceased high priest. Pashur is probably an uncle or a very close cousin to Jeremiah, the priest prophet. While Jeremiah was initially unaware of the plot, once he became aware of it, he very characteristically let out a lament to God. He's in agony, not wanting to be the victim of their dastardly plot or to lash out in response. So he commits himself, his protection, his reputation to God, who put Jeremiah in the middle of the maelstrom and stayed with him as his good shepherd. So it is with all of God's servants. Sometimes a maelstrom of troubles awaits them, but God is there in the center of the storm. Trust him. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.